The William Hill Politics Podcast. Listen at audioboom.com. Subscribe via the iTunes Music Store. Check out all the odds at williamhill.com.
Well, the US presidential election is just hours away. I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by William Hill PR Director Graham Sharp. My name's Lee Phelps, and we're looking at this election, Graham, that has, it's gripped us over here in the UK, maybe because it doesn't have as much meaning as to us, but suddenly this whole idea that Donald Trump could take over the entire world has gripped all of us. Hillary Clinton, of course, his big opponent, and you know, Facebook and Twitter have been divided by people. It seems to have taken on a life of its own. Have you been enjoying the build-up, first of all?
Well, the build-up's been going for 4 years, as far as I'm concerned. We started betting on this one as soon as the last one had finished, but I have to say, Donald Trump's name was only whispered, if even that, back in those days. And really, the big thing was initially, will Hillary A be the next Clinton to be president, and B the first female to be president? So there was already that buzz. You know, you felt that Hillary Clinton was going to be involved somewhere along the line, and then for her to end up with an opponent as charismatic as Donald Trump meant a unique situation where you have, I think, genuinely got the two least popular people in the country taking each other on to become the most powerful person in the country. And that, if that doesn't divide opinion, then nothing will do, because there will probably be a highly significant amount of people who will refuse to vote for either of them. And in a way, you're now second-guessing not who people really like, but who people least dislike.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting as a kind of, you know, watching from afar, because obviously here in terms of media, when there's a UK election on, there are strict rules about being fair in the media and how much airtime each party gets and each candidate gets. Obviously, because we're not part of the US system, I feel like our media has been dominated by Donald Trump, and I think there's a certain element to that in the States as well. He obviously knows how to get column inches and more to the point, you know, social media posts these days, and he makes noise for the sake of it a lot of the times, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's, as certainly the lesser known of the two candidates initially, he needed to make an impression, and it's always a good idea, if you're going to say outrageous things, to say them early in your campaign, because that gives you chance, once people have become aware of you, to backpedal a little bit if you want to, and soften the message, but by that time you've made people aware of it. So there has been an element, I think, with Trump of having to establish himself as a serious contender. And of course, he's had to do that not only against Hillary Clinton and her party, but against his own party, who seem to have fought ferociously to keep him out. So he's already, you know, to a certain extent, he's a winner already. I mean, you could get pretty long odds about him even becoming the candidate. And certainly one of our customers who's been backing Donald Trump for about 18 months now and has had some 30 bets on him and stands to win £100,000 if he wins the election, has already made a profit because he backed him to be the candidate. Well, and started backing him when he was a 20-1 chance, and I think even before that he was a bigger price. So, you know, if you've been a Trump fan, you're already probably quids in without him even having to win the presidency for you to make a big profit.
The odds as it stands right now, 1-5 Hillary Clinton to be the next US president, 7-2 Donald Trump. I guess, you know, people say that Donald Trump cannot win this election. Fresh in my mind still, Graham, is a Tory majority winning at a big price. And, of course, Leave winning the referendum, now called Brexit, of course. Both big prices. And this is shorter than that. You know, but we're told he cannot win.
Absolutely. And there was a certain Jeremy Corbyn who couldn't be the next Labour leader and won at 200-1. So if Leicester City were a political party, they'd qualify for the same sort of thing as well, at 5,000-1 for the Premier League. No, you're certainly right. In recent major political betting events, the outsiders have come good. And it's interesting to note that only about 3 weeks ago, we were almost saying to ourselves, I think this is the end of the campaign. It was the point at which one of our clients came and had a total of £183,200 on Hillary. And at that point, you're thinking, OK, this can only go one way. It's going to be, you know, 1-20 very soon. But it didn't. Almost from that moment, it started to tilt back the other way. The furore over the FBI and the emails kicked in at that point. And all of a sudden, We shortened Donald Trump's price 11 consecutive times. He went down from 6 to 1 to a short at one point of 7 to 4. Okay, he's drifted back a bit now to 7 to 2. And Hillary, who at one point could be back to 2 to 5, is now, as you say, 1 to 5. But, you know, there's still a couple of days to go, and it's interesting to see which way the market will move next. This morning, we did take a £150,000 bet for Hillary, but that didn't really shift the price. 1 to 5 is still out there, and there's no shortage of people backing Donald Trump on the basis that, as you pointed out, political outsiders are winning. And you still have that same statistic, which ultimately was looked back at with some significance on the referendum election, where yes, all the big bets were for Remain, but the vast majority of the individual bets were for Leave. Now, all the massive bets here have tended to be for Hillary, but still over two-thirds of the individual bets are for Donald Trump. Now, it may not be quite the same parallel, because individual bets in the states on their election are not the be-all and end-all as they were in the referendum. But still, it's just mirroring to a certain extent that experience. And it's the other difficulty for us, of course, is that they don't bet on their own election in the States, so we can't see how their betting market would go. We've only got their polls really to go on, and of course polls have been devalued over the last couple of years. So if you are one of the people that's bet, and the biggest bet we've taken is €550,000, at what looks a pretty good price now at the moment, actually 4 to 11 when it was struck for a €200,000 profit, you may still at the back of your mind be thinking, well, I hope the polls are going to get it right this time, and I hope the odds are going to get it right. But they haven't necessarily done that of late.
Graham, just recap some of those numbers, some of those big bets that you told us about. What have been the biggest for Hillary and Clinton and for Donald Trump?
The biggest for Hillary is the one I just mentioned there, €550,000. It was struck in when I think the equivalent in pounds was about £470,000. The second biggest bet is the one to which I referred to, punter who came into a shop and had £170,000 on Hillary at 1 to 8, and then came back the next morning almost before the manager had even opened the shop up and said, oh, I want another £13,200 on. And I think that was struck at 9 to 1 on. And then the £150,000 bet we've now taken, they make up the big three, although, you know, a few chicken feed bets of 50,000, a couple of 30,000s. We have a couple of Moscow based punters, I think, who stand to win five figure sums, and plenty of others. For Donald Trump, the biggest individual bet is £37,000. We have the bet from our Cornish client who stands to win £100,000 as well.
In terms of the other bets, I mean, on the William Hill website, we've got every single state priced up here. So anyone who's done the homework and had a delve into there, there may well be some value. There's loads to bet on. And there are a couple of like special markets around. The winning margin market, how many states will Trump get as well? There's plenty to go out here if you don't want to get involved in the outrights.
There are, yeah. And the winning margin market for Hillary is quite interesting. She's 6 to 5, a shade of odds against, to come in with a margin of, and this is on the popular vote, of under 5%. Then you can also bet on how many states, for example, Donald Trump will win. And our favourite is 5 to 4, for which he has to get 21 to 25. We're also betting on whether whoever wins this time will also win round. And you can have 15 to 8 about Hillary doing that, and 9 to 1 Donald Trump being in there for 8 years.
Have you got any views on that? That Hillary, the margin of victory for Hillary Clinton. It seems an intriguing market, doesn't it? On the face of it, and I've reading up on it. I mean, the under 5% is justifiable favourite. People think this will be tight.
I think that's probably the one to go on, given all the unknown uncertainties that are there. I think we've priced it just about right. And I think we have seen the majority of the money has been for the narrow win, the under 5%, and you can still get odds against that. So that may well be of interest. And of course, you know, if 4 years has been a long time in American politics, I suspect the next 24 odd hours are going to be even more interesting. We've already seen the US election smash all previous political betting records. Up until now, the biggest political betting event of all time was the Scottish referendum, on which we took between £3.25 and £3.5 million, very much helped, though it should be pointed out, by one particular bet there of £900,000, which we haven't matched this time round, although we've got the €550,000. But we are virtually at £4 million already for the turnover here. So, you know, that really does show you the potential for political betting. It's just a pity that there isn't more of it. You know, if there were, it would quite possibly be one of, if not our biggest betting subject, because for the number of events that it really has, it hits above its weight for sure. And this, the 4 million here has already exceeded what we took on both the referendum and the general election, and it shows you that this sort of showpiece event almost has the ability even to outshine domestic politics in terms of turnover, and shows you what a potential there is. And as I think I briefly alluded to before, it's you shudder to think how much would be gambled on it were Americans allowed to bet on it in their own country.
I mean, those numbers are staggering here, aren't they? You're right. I mean, it'd be mind-boggling, wouldn't it, I think, if the US electorate were allowed to bet on it.
Back in the day, I think now most people that are in the States that want to bet probably know somebody that's working over here or has relatives over here, and it's a lot easier for them to place a bet on their behalf if they want to do it. But I still remember a couple of occasions going back a good long time. Once we had a customer flew over on Concorde and went into one of our shops and explained to the manager he'd come over just to have a bet on the American election. And the manager was interested and said, it must be worth your while. You obviously want a substantial bet to fly over in Concorde. And he placed a bet, I think, of a few thousand dollars. And the manager was double surprised when the same guy turned up back in his shop but two or three weeks later to say he wanted another bet. And he said to him, well, you do know, I could have given you the phone number. You could have rung us up and I'd have taken care of it for you. But the world's moved on since then, and you don't probably have to come over for a holiday if you just want to have a little bet on the outcome. There will be ways and means of doing it.
Yeah, indeed. The internet's probably helped that guy no end. Graham, it's going to be fascinating, isn't it? I mean, it's a strange event because we're kind of watching it from afar, although obviously it will have massive bearing on the whole world, whoever gets into power in the US. Is there one bet that stands out for you on this election race?
I think I've already had it. Actually, I did have a bet some time ago that Hillary Clinton would be the first female president, and I managed to get 4-1. So I'm thinking that I've got 4-1, about a 5-1 on shot at the moment. So I'm happy with that. I think I think the answer now would be possibly to wait until I know some of the voting started already over there, but if you remember, the significant change in the betting on Brexit came at about 10-2 in the morning on the day of voting, which was the time at which Leave went favourite for the first time. So I suspect if you can hold your nerve and sit and wait and keep an eye on the American networks, possibly they're probably a little bit better and faster informed than ours when it comes to this election, something might come along where you suddenly think to yourself, didn't such a price, I think I'll have a couple of quid, whether it be how many states Donald Trump will win, whether it'll be on the outright, or whether it'll be on the margin of victory for Hillary, who knows. But the opportunity will come there, and afterwards we'll all look back at it and say, should have backed that.
Graham, thanks for your time. It's always a pleasure talking about the politics betting with you, and good luck with that bet. I think you are onto an absolute winner there. A tremendous bet, 4-1 for Hillary Clinton to be the first female president.
Well, we have another one. If that doesn't happen, we've already got some bets on the book that Chelsea Clinton will be the first female.
Well, I mean, who's to say the whole family doesn't get involved in the end?
Somewhere? And that's one of the reasons you would imagine, if you're an American, that you're thinking maybe I'll go for Trump, because it's been Bush Clinton Bush, you know, for a while. Maybe it's time for a change.
Indeed. Graham, thanks for your time.
All the best.
Remember, you can bet on any of the US election prices online, williamhill.com, on the app as well, or go into any of our shops on the high street and you'll see all the different markets available. And if you're having a bet on the US election, very best of luck.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week. on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.